When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In a week where England's captain resigned in a bid to make the team slightly less rooted, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
Often the captain gets all the plaudits when they win and they get all the stick when they lose. As I say, I don't agree with some of the selections, but I don't think he's an outstanding captain, but I don't think he's got an outstanding test team.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke, and that was Graham Gooch being interviewed while having a Reiki massage, by the sound of things, offering his opinions on Joe Root's captaincy.
That was very odd background music there.
Yes, I particularly liked how he said, often when a captain gets all the plaudits when they win and gets all the stick when they lose, did Joe Root win many?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's mostly stick then.
Yes. Anyway, we should probably get on to our main topic of conversation.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover post-Ashes leadership changes.
Yes, so we do have Joe Root, as we mentioned, saying that that'll be enough for me. I do like the idea that they took their time to sort through the assorted Ashes rubble. Both Australia and England had another test series before they really decided what they were doing. Because Australia, of course, got a new coach since our last episode.
And it doesn't seem to matter if you win or lose the Ashes. Yep. There's always rubble.
Yep, there is definitely always rubble. Rubble and Ashes.
Yeah.
So, yes, Australia announced that Andrew McDonald was the new coach. He was the interim coach for that Pakistan tour, but he has now officially replaced Justin Langer after the success of that tour.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit disappointed in the selection. I mean, Andrew McDonald never embraced Matthew Hayden after a double century partnership.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yes. And I don't think he's ever kicked a rubbish bin over after a particularly disappointing result of a test match. So I'm not quite sure what his qualifications are.
Well, that's all ahead of him, of course.
Yes.
He's got plenty of chances of kicking over rubbish bins in the future.
But we did have one positive for Andrew McDonald pointed out to us on Twitter.
Well, yes. I mean, Andrew McDonald famously was the coach of the Renegades. He's been a coach of a lot of different teams in Victoria, but he, of course, was the coach when the Renegades won the championship. And someone, Rosh Digital on Twitter, made the point that, well, if you can take the Renegades to a championship, you must be a ridiculously good coach, right?
That's very true. So, yeah, after McDonald departed, the Renegades reverted to their usual dual standard of being just utterly dreadful, but for one magnificent season while he was in charge.
He may have been in charge for more than one season, but he was in charge when they did well.
Yes. And of course, Joe Root gone. Nobody's quite sure who's replacing him yet. I do like the idea that no one's in charge in England anymore.
No.
Everyone's departed. The coach, the chairman of selectors, Joe Root, everybody's just disappeared.
And who's the assistant? The assistant captains, the vice captains have been Ben Stokes and a whole bunch of different people, right?
Yeah, they've all disappeared. So I assumed that England would just follow Australia's lead and, you know, choose their captain based on who was their handsomest Kryptonian in the team.
Yeah.
But then I realised...
Do they have any Kryptonians?
Well, that's what I realised. I realised they've either got very handsome players, e.g. yeah. Ben Folkes.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Anderson.
Or Kryptonian players like Ben Stokes. So, but they don't have much in the overlap, the Venn diagram between those two.
Even knowing there are other Kryptonians aside from Superman is pretty niche.
It is very niche,
I think.
Yes.
Who are we looking for here? General Zod?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. General Zod.
Well, then there has to be a clue there. Maybe that's Zach Crawley. You're pretty good at Z in your name.
Yeah.
You're General Z. And we want the coach, the new captain of England, to be calling themselves General Z. That's not bad.
I could see Stuart Broad calling himself General Broad. General Broad. Depends how thick he goes with the accent there.
If you're going by the odds, Stokes was right up there, as was Stuart Broad, as replacing. We haven't heard yet, so I'm sure we will very soon.
Well, Stuart Broad did have an opinion on whether he should be captain. He basically said, I'll need to win my test spot back first. Which is a good bit of Stuart Broad trolling.
Well, they should just go with what Australia does, and you know, you pick a captain, and then you put them in the test side. Could be anyone.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yes. But they have made some headway. England cricket. They've said that Rob Key is the new director of cricket for the ECB.
He's a commentator, right?
He was a
And an ex-England cricketer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barely an ex-England cricketer. Oh, yeah? He's the one who kind of famously or infamously sounds so much like Nasser Hussain. You've got to like do a what's the audio equivalent of a double take, a double something.
There should be a Shazam for cricket commentators.
Yeah, so he sounds very much like Nasser Hussain, but he's not Nasser Hussain. He's a very different person.
Yes, but he's commonly commentating with him too, I think, isn't he? Which makes it very difficult. Yes.
Although when the Pakistan tour was on and by Australia and the Women's World Cup was both on at the same time, Nasser Hussain was commentating the Women's World Cup and Rob Key was commentating the Pakistan-Australia series. And every time I was just like, wait a second.
Is that Nasser again?
Has he just flown over just for this one day of Test cricket, then he flies back for the World Cup?
Well, there's good opportunities here for sound bites from Nasser Hussain to allege that they were actually from Rob Key and vice versa.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. And so who's Rob Key? Is Rob Key going to be in charge of choosing the next coach, for example?
I think so. I think he wants Ricky Ponting as coach.
Everyone does. Yeah. I mean, that's fair enough. You know, of course you do.
I'm not sure the ECB are claiming poor. I don't think they can afford Ricky Ponting as coach.
No, right.
I'm not sure Ricky Ponting wants to do it. But apparently Justin Langer is allegedly softening to the idea of coaching them. So we may get Justin Langer coaching England. And how good would that be?
Well, I mean, do we know whether anyone has even thought about Justin Langer from the England side?
I don't know, but I just want to hear this theme song come back again.
Secure them jail time.
You do enough jail time to convince anyone this is no setup.
Cut deals that include some jail time.
No jail time.
He's not going to want to hear that you have endangered our operation just to get your thugs out of a little jail time.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be great to have some England jail time? I mean, not for Ben Stokes, obviously.
For the others. Well, I went looking. I'm glad we've got this jail time segment going. I went looking to see if Rob Key has an opinion about Justin Langer. And there are opinions out there
Rob Key's opinions?
Well, there could be Nasser Hussain's opinions. But anyway, apparently he was quoted in Wisden saying, or maybe misquoted, as saying that Justin Langer was a numpty. So the headline went, you know, Langer's a numpty, Steve Smith is the reason for Australia's Ashes dominance. But apparently, Rob Key said, he only said Langer behaved like a numpty.
Oh, okay.
Which I think everyone said from time to time. And maybe it was Nasser Hussain. That would have been a far better argument.
It was definitely Nasser Hussain. That's what I'd say every time Rob Key, I was Rob Key and got busted saying anything, that was Nasser.
So he said he didn't call him a numpty. He said he behaved like a numpty on that documentary, The Test, when he kicked over the bin.
But that was his best moment. He kicked over the bin. Exactly. And he picked it back up again.
And he then said, this test has got me in more trouble than I've ever been in before. which is fantastic. Then we have Nasser Hussain weighing in on this.
Oh, yeah.
Hussain had a simple piece of advice for Rob Key. The best way to quash all of these things is to stop saying it time after time after time, which is just brilliant. So now I feel like Nasser Hussain probably does repeat these things. And anyway, I feel like this opinion could be the reason why Rob Key even got the job as director of cricket. Maybe for having these opinions about Justin Langer, maybe that's the key reason.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right, so for that post-Ashes talk, as you're reminiscing for the Ashes or Justin Langer, then you can just head over to leibcricket.com/shop, and that's where you can get my entire Ashes screenplay with detailed commentary for a lazy $4 Australian. Or whatever that converts to in your currency, whatever that happens to
be. It's a bargain in any currency, right?
Yes. Yeah, so it's basically a complete recap of the 2021/22 Ashes in the form of a parody screenplay. You get plenty of Justin Langer being crazy. You get evil Pat Cummins. You get...
you don't get too many facts, but you don't need the facts. You can always look up the scorecard if you want to.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the facts. Alternatively, if you don't want to pay at the store, you can pay via Patreon. Patreon.com/leibcricket, and then you can get it for free there. And that only costs, I think, $2 or $3.
Oh, that's a cheaper way of doing it.
So if you're very clever, that's the way to do it. But yeah, so go ahead and do that. Buy whatever you want at the store. There's a whole heap of other things there as well. So browse around and spend all your money. It's good fun.
I was approached by a man who I later discovered to be a bookmaker from India. I was fined $10,000 and paid my fine immediately. I realised and accept fully that my actions were naive and stupid. I realised that I was very naive and stupid.
All right, so here we are in Cat's Gambling Corner, which is how we discuss the IPL.
Yes, mostly. I haven't been putting a lot of bets on, but last podcast I think we covered my bet on Glenn Maxwell to be
it was equal 99th, right?
That's right. He was going to be the top tournament run scorer, according to me. I put a bet on it, $10 at 51, which is pretty long odds. And last podcast, equal 99th with zero runs.
Everybody who
with everyone
zero.
Had zero
he
runs.
He was equal 99th with me and you.
Yes, indeed. But now he's rocketing up the chart. So I'm just going to give you an update every podcast. At the moment, he is number 38.
Oh, wow. He's bolted up.
Yep.
What's that? 61 spots.
And he's now scored 112 runs from four matches.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry, did you say it was equal 38? Or
no, outright, number 38.
Outright
number
38. 38. So no one else can match him.
No one else is matching him at the moment. Mm. He's 38th on the list. There's a lot of players ahead of him, but, you know, he's going up there. I mean, there are not many players ahead of him who have only played four matches.
Yes.
So there is that.
Yeah. So how many runs did you say, 110?
He has 112.
112
runs.
Right. And who's top of the list at the moment? So, it's bloody Joss Butler, isn't it?
It's Joss Butler. Joss Butler has 375 runs from six matches.
Joss needs to calm down a bit, I think.
He's got 200s in that. He may be a little bit hard to catch.
I think Rob Key needs to name him England captain.
Oh, yes.
Summon him back to do a whole heap of press back in England.
Oh, great idea. They could just play another test series. Yep. Why not? That's the thing that's going to save us for sure.
Yes.
So anyway, that's your update. Did you have anything else on the IPL?
Well, we do. We've got probably the highlight since we last spoke was Ashwin retiring out.
Oh, wow.
So he came in four wickets down.
Now, that doesn't mean he's retired from all cricket.
No.
He was basically just playing a match and he decided that he would retire.
Yes. So he said he's out. But he came in four wickets down when the team was in trouble and he did a bit of a rescue. But then a couple of overs left, he said, all right, I need to I'm not the best hitter in the death overs. I'm out of here. See you later. He gave a big wave to the crowd as he wandered off.
Fantastic decision.
And then someone came in to replace him and they scored enough runs. And I think they just scraped home by a handful of runs.
Oh, they should be more of this, retiring if you're scoring too slowly.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think if you want to retire out, you should fake a groin strain a proper cricketer.
Yep.
And none of this retiring out. Just retire not. Like if you fake a groin strain, you can get some treatment off field and then you can come back.
Could be fined for... you know, dissent with the umpire. Umpire didn't give him out.
That's true.
It's quite dangerous.
Mm, mm. Yeah. So are there any other forms of cricket, other norms of cricket that Ashwin can shatter during the rest of his IPL career? Do you have any off the top of your head?
Maybe.
I mean, he's already pro mancad. Maybe we need him in there mancadding Butler quick smart
if we find
Maxwell to catch him.
Maybe that's going to happen. That would be good. But maybe he can be the first cricketer. He's pretty old. He could play in his 60s maybe.
Yeah. I think Dhoni's trying to beat him there.
Yes, probably.
Dhoni's giving that a good crack.
Yeah, yes. Indeed. Well, there is already some cricketers who played in their 50s, so that wouldn't work. What about you? What other norms have you got?
I'd like to see the underarm come back. I think he could bring that back. It's technically illegal now. It's a no ball, but still. I think
won't stop him doing a no ball.
Players bowl bounces that are deliberately called wide. Like, they're willing to sacrifice something unusual. If it will throw the opposition off, I think the opposition would be thrown off very much if he came in and underarmed.
Yes.
And especially to a New Zealander, they get very upset about that kind of thing.
Yes,
so
that would
doing
be
it to Kane Williamson, Kane would probably toss his bat away and abandon the match.
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
Yes. And I think we've got a mini segment within this segment. So let me just see if I can get the theme song up.
Another here. Embedded segment. This is our second embedded segment.
It is indeed.
This is Pat Cummins, this is Australia, absolutely at their best, the perfect delivery.
So this is, of course, Pat Chat. This is Pat where we Chat. Talk about Pat Cummins, perfect Pat Cummins.
He's been doing pretty well in the IPL.
Oh, he's been doing very well with the bat. Mm. He scored the equal fastest 50 in IPL history.
Incredible.
He's 14 balls. This is in the game against Mumbai, and he... KKR needed 35 runs off 30 balls and Pat got it in one Daniel Sams over.
That's incredible.
He just smashed sixes and fours everywhere. So, yes, he got very silly indeed.
And it's particularly good that it's against Mumbai as well.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. So a friend of the podcast, Jared Kimber, just today, I think, broke down Cummins' success batting against pace in his newsletter. And apparently since...
Hang on, he's not batting in the newsletter.
He is batting in the newsletter.
Is he?
Yep. All right. But also outside the newsletter, in the IPL since 2020, there's 61 players who faced 100 balls of pace in the IPL. Cummins scores faster than all of them.
Wow.
Cummins is the single fastest scorer against pace. He's hopeless against spin, though. He's one of the slowest against spin. He's got a hopeless average.
It serves the teams bowling against him would know that. It serves them right.
Yes. So, yeah, that's a good breakdown from Jared. So you can go to Jared's newsletter. That's on Substack. So if you search for Jared Kimber, you can find that.
And lots of good things on Jared's newsletter. And I feel like if Ashwin comes in to bowl to Cummins, he should just retire out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Pat's bowling hasn't been quite as good, though. He's I think he's averaging like 10 runs
over. Forgiven instantly.
Yeah. I can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week. The funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller reward.
The Moeller Award is our award for underappreciated acts in cricket, named after the wonderful Scott Moeller, who was sledged by plenty of people.
Lots and lots of people.
And we have, I think, 5 or 6 nominations. Mm. So what's your first one, Dan?
I've got James Anderson, who has come out and revealed that nobody from the ECB has spoken to him since he wasn't selected for the West Indies tour.
Huh.
Although that's not quite true, because one person has spoken to him. The head physio has spoken to him.
Is he the one person whose position isn't vacant at the moment?
I think so. I think everybody else has quit.
Yeah.
Poor old...
Does Anderson know there's no one in these positions? I mean,
that's the problem. There's not even, you know, a head of HR or anything.
Yeah.
He's just hanging around there, sitting by his phone, like, waiting for somebody to call him up and ask him out to the next test. And no one's calling. Poor old Jimmy. Yes.
Anyway, we know Rob Key will be probably picking up the phone pretty
Rob
soon.
Rob Key will give him a call, yes.
Well, you're requiring handsome players. Anderson could be the next captain.
Yep. Why not?
Ah, well, apparently we've got some other news on county cricket.
Mm.
We've got Marnus playing over in England.
Yeah, so Marnus, not content with being an excellent batter and a half-decent leg spinner, has decided that now he's going to start bowling some seam-up medium pace. So he did this for Glamorgan and he took 2 for 11 off 5 overs.
Pretty good.
So he was pretty pleased with himself for doing that. He managed to bounce James Pattinson, went over his head for 4 wides, but still.
The keeper wouldn't be expecting it, I guess.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
And Pat Cummins wasn't too impressed by Labuschagne's 2 wickets. He said, "We're never going to hear the end of this, are we?" on social media.
Oh, wow.
I think it's a good opportunity here for Australia to mix it up. I hope Andrew McDonald is onto this.
Mm.
I want to see Pat Cummins batting at 3 against the pace.
Yeah.
I want to see Marnus opening the bowling. I think
fantastic.
Freaky,
and
freaky
Pat Cummins,
Friday, the team up.
Pat Cummins may as well be bowling spin as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe you could bowl a bit of left arm or orthodox.
Yes. Yep. So I would like to see that.
Mm.
Do you have any other Muller nominations?
Well, I think I'd like to nominate the Mumbai Indians. Mm-hmm. We mentioned before they've been beaten by a couple of people. They've, in fact, 5-time winners of the tournament, but they're currently sitting on 0 wins in this particular season. So yep. I think that's great. It may not continue, but it is very funny.
Yep.
They've managed to score like nearly 200 on a number of occasions, but still not
still
win.
Still lost, yeah. Yep. So they need to bring Sachin back.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Sachin could turn it around for them.
Yeah.
Yes. Sticking with the IPL, I've got the Rajasthan Royals, who had a social media person, and they tweeted out, "The perfect Venn diagram does not exist." And then they kind of ended the tweet thought there, because they had an image of a Venn diagram, and it had Joss in one circle, it had Butler in the other circle, and it had sixes in the middle. And if you're trying to work out what that Venn diagram means, you're not alone, because it makes no sense at all. It is probably the stupidest thing in the history of social media.
Mm.
But I think I love it for that reason, because it got so much engagement. Yeah. The social media person is some kind of idiot savant who's managed to crack infinite engagement by tweeting out the kind of thing that have people furiously going, "What does this mean? This makes no sense. You don't know how Venn diagrams work."
Yep.
So yeah, I very much enjoyed that moronic tweet.
Or cleverly crafted.
We're
not quite sure which.
Well, crazy like a fox.
I like that one. That's really good. And I have another one about the IPL.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm nominating Matty Wade.
Good.
We've talked about him a number of times. Just his whole IPL performance is perfect. Yep. Not quite as perfect as Pat Cummins, but almost as. And I'm a huge fan of Matty Wade. So first of all, as we talked about before, he auctioned himself off for the highest bid.
Yep.
He didn't bother starting at a low bid.
He went in at the top dollar, top price, didn't he?
Yep. He was eventually selected for the Gujarat Titans, where he now opens the batting. he's played every match. He's a keeper. Mm. He's the main keeper. And they're also top of the table.
Yep. Good work, Matty Wade.
Huge Matty Wade fan. Good on him and the rest of the squad, of course. Yep. You know, there's others in there. Shubman Gill, Hardik Pandya, Lockie Ferguson, etc., Rashid Khan. But I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I want to see Matty Wade follow a bit of Marnus's lead. We know Matty Wade bowls a little bit of medium pace as well. Take the new ball for a few overs.
That's great. Cool. And the last one, have you got any other nominations?
No, that's all I've got.
Just the last nomination. This is not really a Muller, but it's kind of just a reminder that cricket is being played at the Commonwealth Games.
Yes.
Totally irrelevant, pretty much. Commonwealth Games is being played in Birmingham, I think, this summer in England. In a few months. And so they're playing T20. The women only are playing T20s. So it's just like a replay of the World Cup.
Isn't it nice that Meg Lanning and her friends can all get gold medals as well to go with their World Cup win?
Yes. Indeed.
Lovely.
That is going to be fabulous when that happens.
It'll look really nice on their canary yellow kit.
Yeah. So as if we haven't had enough, we're suffering withdrawal symptoms, went online to say, where are the women playing next?
Yep.
And sure enough, they're playing the Commonwealth Games. And then the funniest thing is that in the Commonwealth Games, of course, it's only Commonwealth nations, but it makes very little difference to who's playing. It's the same eight teams,
yep.
Except Sri Lanka's in and Bangladesh is out. Mm. And instead of the West Indies, we have Barbados, but apart from that, it's pretty much the same as the World Cup. So
it's exact same result, one would imagine.
You would think so, yes. But it gives other countries
a chance for a silver and a bronze. Isn't that exciting? None of them got anything after the World
Cup. That's right. It's going to be really great.
Fantastic. All right. So who gets the actual award this week?
Oh, let's give it to the Rajasthan Royals social media person.
Give him some more numbers. He deserves it.
Yep.
Or he or she. Yes. All right. Well, I think that's where we're going to end it for this week. So you've been listening to Dan Lipke. I'm at Lieb Cricket on Twitter. You've also been listening to Kat Jones. She is at Cricket Bat Kat. You can follow us on at Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter. If you like us on Facebook, search for Can't Bowl Can't Throw. Search for us on Instagram. You won't find us, but yeah.
search for us on TikTok. Yep. We're not there either.
LinkedIn. Yeah, everywhere you like. Have a look, see what you can find.
Yep.
And we will see you all next week.